as this raises yet another issue where we wrestle, the one we wrestle with as South Africans, where it seems that no matter how many ad campaigns we run, we still end up with a massive festive season road that tolls. I mean, I'm talking about the fact that there were 235 accidents related deaths on South African roads over the 2017 Easter holidays. And so this morning we are joining us to talk about this threat on our roads and what company owners can do and should be aware of is Rice Evans, who's the director at Alco Safe. Rice, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, Abs. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine. Thank you, Baba, for asking. Rice, yes, we know that in South Africa we've got a serious problem with car accident, more especially over some of our holiday seasons. That being said, though, there's another problem that you're joining us to talk to us on the show this morning. And what is that?
Yeah, the problem is substance abuse amongst drivers. So, yeah, alcohol and drug abuse from drivers on the roads.
And talking to that, just give us an idea of how bad it is. Look, we hear it over and over again, but we never really understand how bad this situation is.
Yeah, so basically we work with a lot of companies, mining companies, trucking companies, and where we get the idea of how bad the problem is really is from these companies. So to give you an idea, some of the companies that we work with, they test every single person that enters their site for alcohol every single day. So when they have deliveries, they're testing the drivers that are arriving. So some of these mines are telling us that they're testing upwards of 30, 40 people a month positive for alcohol, and that's drivers that's entering their sites. And these guys are driving massive trucks. So they're driving trucks with coal, heavy machinery, and they're arriving at these sites well over the legal drink driving limit, and all times of the day, morning, night, middle of the day. So that's where we really got an understanding of how bad the problem was. It's from these guys that are actually doing the testing. So we know that it is a big problem.
Talking about South Africa, though, Rice, I mean, I still believe that in South Africa, we are our worst enemies in the sense that there's still that culture that encourages drinking and driving. I mean, you'll see when you're at a family braai or anything like that, you know, car keys are given to the youngster even after he's had three beers, go to the shop very quickly. And we just don't think about
it's
that.
It's a big problem. It's really a problem, man. You know, we don't frown upon it like the way we should in other countries where friends would say, no, man, you can't drive and you've had too much to drink. Yeah, we will tell the guy, man, take the back roads, you know, watch out for the cops. It's the wrong way of thinking. So it's a culture that we really need to try and change, but it takes time to do that.
And talking about time and the culture, though, I mean, if you can indulge me for a couple of seconds there, where would we start? Look, we can't solve the problem now on radio, but I mean, from your perspective, where would we start? What's the basics?
The starting is education. So you've got to teach people from a young age. We've got to create a negative mindset towards drinking and driving. Rather from a very young age. So you need to get that ingrained in people. You can't start telling someone when he's when he's 30 now, stop drinking and driving because he's done it for 12 years and he's going to carry on doing it. So you really need to get it into the kids from a young age and start getting them to really believe in this thing that the alcohol and driving is not a good idea, and start, you know, discouraging friends. Peers will talk, you know, so birds of a feather flock together, and if you get lots of guys that don't like drinking and driving, they'll start telling their friends, guys, this is not a good thing, and hopefully if you teach them from a young age, then it will be frowned upon amongst friends, and guys won't allow their friends to drive anymore, and that's really where it will make a difference, not telling, you know, these adverts telling you that you'll spend a night in jail, because guys aren't worried about it, they've heard it all before, and it's not happening.
And talking about that, though, companies, how are other companies getting involved in this? And then more specifically about AlcoSafe, what are you guys doing also to combat this?
Yeah, so again, it starts with an educational process. So we provide material for guys to give them an understanding of how much they can drink. So just a simple thing, and most people don't even know what one drink is. So a guy will tell you, I had five drinks last night, but he had five quarts. You know, a quart is quite a large beer. So he'll believe that one bottle basically is one drink. So we start with something simple like that, where we teach the guys what one drink is. So for instance, a 330 ml beer is one drink, and it takes about an hour for that drink to be removed by your liver. And it doesn't matter how much coffee or Red Bull or water you drink, you're not going to speed that process up. So we teach the guys how they can drink, how long it takes for that alcohol to come out their bodies, so that they can make sure that they're sober when they are driving, or under the limit when they are driving, that they're sober when they come to work the next morning. Because a lot of guys will drink, you know, heavily into the night and then arrive at work the next day and say, but, you know, I only drank last night, but they had 24 drinks last night, and then the alcohol is still inside of their system, so they're still under the influence. So, yeah, we start with an educational process where we teach the guys about responsible drinking, how to calculate their drinks, how long it takes to come out, about the rules of the Road Traffic Act, Occupational Health and Safety Act with regards to alcohol in the workplace. So we do all of that, and then we teach companies basically how to deal with the problem. So we provide policies for them where they encourage regular testing, and that's unfortunately the only way that you can stop people from coming to work under the influence, is to do regular testing. Because if a guy thinks, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be tested, I'm not going to have a drink. If he knows he's not going to be tested, what's stopping him? So again, it's like the drinking and driving on the roads. If you know you're never going to be stopped and tested, then what's going to stop you from drinking and driving? So it's all about regular testing and enforcement of the policies of the substance abuse policies that the companies have.
I hear you loud and clear. And as before we just say goodbye to you, Rice, any words perhaps that you'd like to share with our Cape Talk listeners?
I think, you know, people have to be aware. We've got to stop ignoring the problem. There is a problem. We all know about it, and it's time for people to stand up and say, man, you know, as a company, we can do something about this. We can't put it all on the hands of the police. So it's very easy for companies. It's not a big legal issue like people think it is. It's easy to put a policy in place, do regular testing, alcohol and drugs, and, you know, as companies, we can really make a difference.
Rice, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning and sharing this information. Please have yourself a very good day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thank you so much.